The largest city in western Massachusetts is moving closer to banning retailers from putting customer purchases into single-use plastic bags. The Springfield City Council, on a voice vote Monday night, gave initial approval to an ordinance that bans the distribution of single-use plastic bags at the point of sale. Two more votes by the council and the signature of Mayor Dominic Sarno are needed to put it on the books. A plastic bag ban was first considered by city councilors in Springfield in 2016, but a draft ordinance never made it out of committee. Working since last October with representatives of the city's retailers and environmental groups, City Councilor Jesse Letterman wrote the current proposed ordinance.
I started learning more about really what the impact of single-use plastic bags are, both on the environment, on litter across the city, and also in terms of the process to make them. And so what's become, I think, very clear to myself and to folks across the Commonwealth and across the country is that we have to take action on this.
The Sierra Club estimates that 81 million plastic bags are given out annually by retailers in Springfield. Studies have found the vast majority of the bags are not reused and so instead wind up in landfills or as litter. Under the ordinance, customers who do not bring their own reusable shopping bag could purchase from a store, for 5 cents, a recyclable paper bag or a compostable plastic bag.
This fee of 5 cents allows for two things. One, it allows for businesses to be able to recoup some of the difference in terms of the cost between the paper bags that they'll be able to provide and the single-use plastic bags. And it also makes people think a little bit more about whether or not they really need a bag and encourages them to bring their own.
The ordinance would take effect 12 months after final enactment for large retailers and in 18 months at stores that measure less than 10,000 square feet. As Springfield has moved in the direction of a plastic shopping bag ban, City Councilor Adam Gomez said there has been pushback from some bodega owners.
The 18 months would help them, I think, transition into being able to comply.
The city's Department of Health and Human Services would be responsible for enforcing the ordinance. Once it's on the books, a letter explaining the regulations will go out to retailers throughout the city, according to Commissioner Helen Colton Harris.
Obviously, from an environmental perspective, this is very important. I know oftentimes we don't see the long-term impact of this kind of ordinance, but I think long-term it will have certainly an effect as far as the environment is concerned.
Retailers found in violation will first receive a warning. Additional violations result in a $50 fine for the first offense and $100 for subsequent violations. More than 90 cities and towns in Massachusetts have enacted ordinances banning or restricting the distribution of plastic shopping bags. An ordinance in the city of Boston took effect last December. A bill to enact a statewide ban passed the Senate but died in the House at the end of the last legislative session. Springfield-based Big Y Foods announced in January plans to eliminate single-use plastic bags at the checkouts of all the stores in the supermarket chain next year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.